It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Well, welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, each and every day, Monday through Friday, here on the RBN Network from sunny, beautiful... Oh, yeah, that's right, it's raining. And, you know, it's a big deal to us here. We'll go hundreds of days without it raining, and it's like a storm. And it's going for, probably go through the weekend. We got to drive up to Santa Fe in 2-4 feet of snow. Taking all the activists been down here making Enjoy Kokesh, the kind of Coca-Cola-looking signs that we did last time. Those were real popular, and all the volunteers want us to go show them what's what. So we're taking Jim Kaiser built a table there that we used, a different kind of things that we take the activists and different campaigns and volunteers, and we've been doing this with the Livevolution for years. We'll go up there, show them how it's done. You know, give them a bunch of supplies, get them head start on dozens of signs and so on, and say, rock and roll, love you a long time. And then the volunteers there will do whatever. That's how we seed this Livevolution. But we're going to have to drive up in the snow. So all the activism and everything's being done down here. Everybody got it all ready, and so on. Don and I deliver it. And there's some people want to go. I got some meetings, got to drive around, so I can't really take anybody with me, but there's a lot of people want to drive up there. Well, hopefully we'll put up on the meetup and so on and see if we can get a little caravan going. But I'm taking my, just got new tires on my four-wheel drive Montero kind of man. I would not risk it, you know, you're just going to take the little Tercel up there, thinking you're going to negotiate the mountain roads in the snow and be, I'd rather you just be alive, you know, so let's not push it. We'll get it up there. Now, the thing is that I want to explain to you how radio and the media in general and politics all work, and we're going to get a good example today. Now, we have Donna Conroy. She's executive director and lobbyist for brightfuturejobs.com. Now, this is an effort to make sure that, you know, it's a hire American first kind of thing, and we're going to get into the law and the philosophy behind this and so on, but what's important, we'll get it right after the break, that we come up here in a minute or two, and what I wanted to do is explain to you how media is done. Now, I've been doing this for a long time. Eileen Proctor is a PR consultant that we've worked with for a lot of things. You know, Eileen is out of Beverly Hills. She has a lot of media contacts. I've probably been using her service for, at least 5-6 years or more. And Charles and I use it. I use it on my show, and this is what happens. Somebody that wants to get an issue out or to penetrate the matrix in there, they'll go to PR firms, or they have their own list themselves, or someone like Eileen that has access into the public mind by getting on talk shows. So she has a great reputation of being able to get a lot of coverage so that you have access to this information. But what happens is, of course, you have different kinds of authors. They just wrote a book like Charles Goyette. You know, the different PR firms are through the publisher, and they'll do this kind of stuff, and it gets out there. One of the clients is Donna Conroy from brightfuturejobs.com. Even though the philosophy of what they're espousing and how they would increase the likelihood that an American got a job may conflict, it is with libertarian philosophy, it is very, very important to understand where we overlap. Do we have a common goal? It's just maybe a different method. But we're going to discuss it, analyze it, talk about it, and have greater understanding of what's going on in Washington, around the world, right now. You guys pay attention. This is going to be a very interesting conversation with Donna Conroy from Bright future jobs.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome to AZ Door Doctor. We are the premier Phoenix area garage door repair and installation company. Licensed, bonded, and fully insured for your protection. We've been installing and repairing garage doors for over 20 years in the Phoenix Valley. With three generations of ownership and over 100,000 satisfied customers, our longevity is a testament to the quality of our work. Need help with your garage door? Give us a call, 602-495-1555. That's 602-495-1555. And talk to one of our technicians.
For all of your insurance and financial services needs, contact the Howard J. Blitz State Farm Insurance Agency located in Yuma, Arizona at 1-928-726-8050 or email Howard at howardblitz.com. With 24-hour Good Neighbor service, you'll be glad you did. Contact the Howard J. Blitz State Farm Insurance Agency now or visit them on the World Wide Web at howardblitz.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome to Declare Your Independence. I'm Ernest Hancock here in wet Phoenix Desert, Arizona. And I wish you guys could see the desert, how beautiful it is after it rains. You can see hundreds of miles, and it gets green overnight. for maybe a week. But that's just how it works here. We have a very unique environment here, and that's what made Arizona Highways so popular. It's a magazine just full of pictures. It's very beautiful. And we are getting a lot of snow up north. So we talked about this before. It's always in the south, the drought. We're going to die. It's all a drought. Government needs to come in and fix something. We got a drought. And what happens is it's between 7 and 10 years. They fill up all the reservoirs. The table goes down a little bit. And then all of a sudden, 1 year, I mean, it's just the way it always is. And then you'll hear about drought stuff for about 3 years. Now all lakes are full and everything. It's called the desert. That's how it works. And it just always happens. Well, this spring, we're going to have a lot of water coming off of the shed from the melting snow. Now, today, I want to get into this because there is a philosophy at stake here. And I want you to understand, if you look on the top of Freedom's Phoenix right now, Freedom's with an S, Phoenix.com, you'll see that the Supreme Court just knocked down McCain-Feingold. As, you know, the limits on corporations and bottom line is libertarian philosophy is this. It's my money. It's my money. I can do what I want with my money. My money. I can do what I want. First Amendment right of association with other people to do what I want. That's what, like this Kokesh thing. We're not working with a campaign, but why not? You know, I mean, we do this volunteer. The Ron Paul revolution was all about individuals doing whatever they want. And I begged the FEC to come after me. This goes. They knew who it was. You know, we created that thing here in Phoenix. So come on, let's go. Let's play. I want to go to the Supreme Court. And you tell me I can't do this, especially if you're not coordinating with the campaign, which I want to do anyway. All right. Same thing with Kokesh running for U.S. Congress. Take that Hill Marine. All right. We're doing all this stuff. We go up there. Volunteers help them. McCain-Feingold attempted to stop that very type of behavior. They wanted to come. So now that's struck down. Well, on the other side, you know, you have the left and the right. That's why it's McCain and Feingold, Republican, Democrat. You'll have organization that would be in support of the form of kind of control of your First Amendment right of association. At the same time, they want to get their message out. Okay, so there's all these jockeying for who gets the advantage to be able to change the mindset, the culture, the propaganda, propagandization of the American people. Because if they can't convince you to agree with them, at least they can attempt to get you to think that it was your neighbor that voted wrong. I mean, you know, yeah, okay, they can't convince you, but they convinced everybody else. And then you just turn the election dials, okay? Scott Brown gets elected. 24 hours later, health care for everyone. We're past campaign mode. I think it's important for everyone to get some form of health care. So to offer a basic plan for everyone, I think is important. Republican against health care. How many times did I tell you, I guarantee you're getting a new bucket of money that's going to go to the government. It's going to be on your check. It's going to be Mrs. FICA and she likes to shop. They're going to take the money from you, redistribute all this stuff about health care. It wasn't about whether they're going to do health care, take another chunk of your check out to fund some kind of health care thing. It was never about whether they're going to do that or not. It was the plumbing of where the money was going to go, what special interest was going to get. There's no philosophical discussion here. It's just they're going to, you know, less than 24 hours later. Later, we'll play a piece from CNN. Dr. Paul, they're asking him, as representing Republicans and a gentleman on the Democratic side, talk about this election and so on. They ask him, they go, are you Republican or Libertarian? He goes, yes. And they're, what? And he goes, well, you could be a liberal Republican. You mean conservative Republican. You can't be a Libertarian Republican. Who made that decision? There's some memo I didn't get. You know, so and then he'll talk about a lot of the things that we're going to talk about today with Donna, is that, you know, what is the proper role of government? And how does it, you know, twist the market? Well, let me go ahead and introduce Donna. Now, Donna, she and I have had a nice conversation. She's from brightfuturejobs.com. Welcome to the show, Donna.
Thank you for having me on, Ernest.
Now I want to make sure we get this out. You know, let's not insult the intelligence of the audience. Let's make sure everybody knows where we're going here. You are in support of legislation that would, this is in support of Dick Durbin. He's a Democrat from where? Illinois?
Yes, Illinois.
Okay, so we got Durbin from Illinois. You're from Chicago. There is, you know, because this is the way it works and there's some law, I'm sure somebody's got to support and do. And you're lobbying for his bill to do what?
Well, actually, we lobbied him to create this bill, and he responded. We have a tremendous oversupply of technical talent, both experienced professionals and new grads, whom we have paid so dearly to educate. But companies are recruiting abroad to fill U.S. job openings. And we have the want-ads to prove it, and it's actually legal. That's what we asked Durbin to do, is to change that so we can compete for top-dollar white-collar jobs in our own country.
Okay, now we got the rhetoric on that, and I need to dissect this. You know, and we'll just go step by step on this. We got plenty of time. Okay.
Sure.
We paid to educate, so assuming that's the taxpayers instead of parents or they went and worked at the local gas station to pay for their education. So they're under the assumption we, as American taxpayers, have paid for an educated workforce that we're not making full use of. That's your point.
Exactly.
Okay.
And these corporations are bypassing our talent.
Okay, whoa. We got to go one step at a time so we have full understanding of what we're talking about. We can get to a root cause of, you know, the problems that we keep having.
Sure.
So I need to ask right off the bat, is it the role of government to take money from individuals to educate other people's children?
Well, I think the question to that is to say that that's, in fact, what public universities do. Also, public schools.
No, I'm not questioning that's what they do. Of course, absolutely, that's what they do.
Uh-huh.
I just think because to make some kind of claim that we have some kind of obligation, that we have some kind of, that something, once you start getting into the economy, once you start getting into people's lives, once you start socially and economically engineering people and deciding we're going to take money from you and then redistribute it for whatever good reason over here, it cascades into a whole bunch of other problems. And it's exactly what you're saying. I'm agreeing with you. You have taxpayers funding for an education. Now, whether the quality of that education is better or not, if it was just left to the free market, that's even another issue I'd be more than happy to go into another time. But the thing is that the argument you're making is that since we as taxpayers have a financial interest in these human beings that we educated, then we go to the next level of social and economic engineering where government has to step in and say, hey, we got this investment, therefore we must manage it better as if they were cattle.
The reality is that our nation is producing tremendous talent, and we're moving into the digital age, and it's incumbent upon all regular American citizens and policy wonks and academics to address this tremendous oversupply of talent that we're creating. So yes, we absolutely, as a long-range goal, we want to get the American public to understand that we need to address this oversupply. We've got to create jobs in STEM fields because we're creating STEM, that's science and technology, engineering and math grads. Instead, what's going on is corporations have been able to legally bypass and legally displace our American talent.
No, I guarantee you we'll get to that. You will get your say on the bill. I have no problem. But I want to make sure we got to this point because of something. There's a problem. I mean, we agree there's a problem. We have an oversupply of American worker talent compared to the jobs available. The thing is, you know, this kind of, you know, this freedom thing is, you know, how about we increase the number of jobs? Does that even cross anybody's mind? Are we looking at why we have this desire and legislation and lobbying from corporations and all this stuff to open up a foreign job market, you know, when we got a worker sitting right here that can do the job? We need to understand the motivations, or it will keep happening over and over and over in a different way, and somebody gets their cut. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. You know, instead of saying there's an oversupply of talent, I say there's an undersupply of jobs. And we're going to talk about more when we come back here and declare your independence of me, Ernest Hancock, and in just a little bit.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and we're discussing, things of import as our economy takes a dump. You know, this was expected, though. This was not a secret. We all, for years, we were talking during the peak of the economy, on this show, you had the archive. Every word that's come out of my mouth since February of 2003, I'm sitting there going, here it comes. Here it is. Now, we have on the line Donna Conroy. She's executive director and lobbyist for BrightFutureJobs.com. Now, the concern, let me summarize what your concern is that the one thing that you're focusing on is that corporations here in America are advertising for a certain type of employee, an H-1B. H-1B is a designation allowing a foreign worker that has, I guess, special skills or something. Some lobbyists got a law passed to where they have the ability to, you don't have to wait at the border on Arizona and Mexico for a long time or ever to get a green card, the ability to come work here. We got a fast track for you. We got the special law that allows you to come in to serve us at a high end in the corporations. boom, you're going to bypass that, and we'll take all kinds of brown, yellow, and red people that come right here and do whatever it is that we want you to do, and it benefits us how? What is the reason that they have this law?
It doesn't benefit us at all.
No, I'm not talking to us collectively. I'm talking as a corporate CEO. Because if he doesn't do something to benefit the company, I guarantee you that boy's gone.
Well, you know, I think we could debate that at another time. But let me explain. This law, this is a law for corporations. It's not for citizens from abroad. It's not a guest worker visa the way the corporate media explains it. The company owns the visa, not the foreign citizen. These companies can recruit abroad without ever considering U.S. talent for their U.S. job openings. And that's what we want to change. Now, why are they bypassing and displacing qualified Americans? I think the reason is to smash the social contract. And what I mean by that is Americans and green card holders expect a permanent job with career mobility. And the technology corporations, even many years ago, mocked established corporations for providing that to their employees. In fact, it was the technology companies, essentially a new breed of vicious CEOs, who created the perma-temp, the temp positions. So it took away that when you have those type of jobs, you don't have the ability to securely participate in the economy.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You're brought up a point that I think should be focused on. You said that the designation for that job is not really a designation of the employee. I mean, they have to qualify for it, but that permission to come here and do whatever belongs to the corporation and the job that they're filling.
Correct. And
okay.
Again, this is one of the corporate media is going to tell you it's a guest worker.
Okay, no. I have complete understanding. If they can pass a law or get designation to benefit them to do what they want, and they get to control that and then thus control the employee, they will because they can't. Okay, I don't have a whole trouble believing that. But the point that I'm making is why? Why would they do that? There is somebody standing right there down the street, has the ability, begging for a job right now. I guarantee you, they're American begging for the job. America, give me my job, okay? And they are not getting that person. You have to give me a reason why. They're not doing this. There's two reasons. One, it's going to be financially to their advantage because of some government law, regulation, taxing, health care, providing kind of whatever that makes it too expensive. Or there's an ulterior motive that is they're trying to actually go in and destroy America. I mean, you know, there's something going on here. There is a reason. I guarantee it. What is it?
Well, I think it's the ulterior motive to, again, smash the expectation that you will ever be able to get a permanent job with career mobility. And let me explain what happened when the perma-temps organized for a lawsuit against Microsoft. They actually won because U.S. courts recognized that, in fact, that was a permanent job. It's only after that time when Microsoft lost the suit against the perma-temps that's when they started looking at designing immigration law to bypass U.S. talent. Also, we have U.S. networks, we have U.S. rights, and just because an American wants to give up, you know, their rights does not mean that the U.S. courts, will allow that. You know, in other words...
Nah, the U.S. courts, there's a freedom organization for you. We'll get right back here, and we'll get into this, because this is interesting to me. You know, Microsoft, all of a sudden the government says, no, you're not allowed to have temporary labor that works there forever. I mean, you're not. I'm going, really? Okay. Well, I have some experience in that a little bit. We'll talk about it when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to AZ Door Doctor. We are the premier Phoenix area garage door repair and installation company, licensed, bonded, and fully insured for your protection. We've been installing and repairing garage doors for over 20 years in the Phoenix Valley. With three generations of ownership and over 100,000 satisfied customers, our longevity is a testament to the quality of our work. Need help with your garage door? Give us a call, 602-495-1555. That's 602-495-1555. And talk to one of our technicians. To find out more about individual liberty, contact the Freedom Library in Yuma, Arizona at 1-928-726-8050 or email them at info@freedomlibrary.org. Scholarships are available for those interested in studying ideas on liberty. The Freedom Library is located at 2435 South 8th Avenue in Yuma, Arizona. Contact us now for a great breath of freedom or visit us on the World Wide Web at freedomlibrary.org.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, we're back in the saddle again here on Declare Your Independence. south of Phoenix, Arizona, where it's wet. Yay! That's like a treat for us. The issue that we're talking right now, we're talking with Donna Conroy. She's executive director, lobbyist for brightfuturejobs.com. Now, she is in support of legislation that would make it, mandatory that companies allow or encourage American workers to be able to compete directly with a special classification of foreign workers. They have lobbied because, now let's go ahead and go back a little bit. Now, Dick Durbin from Illinois, Democrat, that is now pushing this, and at your encouragement, I'm sure. I want to make sure we understand what the problem is we're dealing with. Now, you talked before we went to the break about Microsoft having a ruling against them that they can't have these permanent temporary employees. And I have to ask simple questions. What classified them as a temporary employee anyway? I mean, either they're getting paid or they're not. I mean, they're there working and they have like special shiny badges that said they're a certain kind of employee. How's that work?
That's exactly how it worked. They have different colored badges. Now, the permatemps acted and did the same jobs as the permanent workers. However, the permatemps did not receive the same benefits as the permanent workers.
Okay, now stop right there. I understand. Okay, so you have a temporary worker coming. I'm a company. All right, I used to own a restaurant. All right, so I'm a restaurant owner. I have an employee come in. I look at it and go, hey, here you can fog a mirror. You got a right to work. I don't even care where you're from. Fill out the napkin. I mean, I whatever. Go over here, work. All right, I want to pay you this much. This way, okay. Yep, done. Now, for some reason, Uncle Sam has come in to that voluntary association, that contract, that you have another human being, voluntary, mutually agreed upon, and said, we are going to have different classifications. We're going to require that you provide fill in the blank for this employee, but, we got, as a company, we lobbied or an industry that where, okay, we don't want to have the expense of all this mandated government whatever, so we're going to create another classification, whatever excuse that we can use, to give them a different classification as a temporary employee that we are not obligated by federal law. Now, different states are different. Arizona is a right to work state, so a lot of this stuff wouldn't apply to us, but other states do. So what happens is you need this kind of federal law thing that says, well, if it's under whatever condition, this social and economic engineering that they do, that you have to do whatever, unless they are a temporary employee. Okay, fine. I got a temporary employee here. They're working for me. Then there's a lawsuit saying, all right, well, they're not really temporary if they've been here 3 years, okay? So you're going to have to make a decision and make them whatever. I give you my personal kind of experience with this. I have two sons. They work at Honeywell as machinists doing whatever. Now, they are in their early 20s. While they're going to high school, they were going to college or out of high school and they got the jobs as temporaries. So they come in and it's a manpower kind of whatever the heck it was that they would work after a year. They had to make a determination. They lost their job or they were hired permanently. Well, as a company, I'm going, it's farm team. Yeah, bring them on in. Either they're going to be good. Next. It's been nice knowing you. We met the qualification, the criteria. We didn't have to give you all kinds of whatever. And then the best ones of you, we're going to go ahead and hire permanently, then give you the benefits and bring in another batch of temporary employees. What the reason that they have that is now they had to make that decision. A lot of people lost their job and they bring in another crew was because of the financial incentive of firing them after a year. Okay, so that's what we're dealing with here. This Microsoft decision, I always wondered why they did it. Why don't they just keep them? What do they care? Because there's government coercion in here saying you either got to hire them or you fire them and get somebody else and train them. That's exactly what was happening. So now we're going, okay, we have somebody that's got a permanent label, a temporary label on them. Government comes in and says you cannot continue to do this. So in answer to that, they're going, fine, all right. Now we've got a new thing. We call it H-1B, to where we are going to go out and encourage people to seek this job that only people from other countries can fill this under this criteria that gives us the ability to hire them without probably, like the temporary worker, that they don't have to give them all the same benefits or something. Am I correct?
Yes, and right. And in addition, what's actually happened is this bypass, this legal bypass of the U.S. workforce, has actually opened up a market for the exploitation of foreign IT workers.
Of course it does. What did you think was going to happen? Any kind of social and economic engineering, I guarantee the CEOs are going to find the path of least resistance or create one, and they're going to flow over there, or they're going to allow the jobs and whatever to flow in here. I mean, of course, this is so predictable, but what your solution is you're saying, all right, we need to have, and we may be on the same page here, sister. I'm like, I'm on your side, Donna. All right, this is what we're going to try and do. We're going to try and fix this. All right, here we go. We are going to allow, I advocate that the legislation that Dick Durbin promotes has this amendment. Here we go. That
corporation that wants to recruit abroad and use this H-1B program, they're going to be forced to seek local talent for that U.S. job opening first.
Under the exact same conditions that the foreign worker would receive.
Correct. Well, it's important to note that the exploitation of particularly Indian IT professionals is actually illegal, but the legal part is that the H-1B corporate visa programs allow the bypass. That opens up the against the law exploitation.
Okay, you got to define your terms here. This is what I'm arguing. I'm saying if I'm a company and I need someone to work for, I'm going to save money. I want to get the job done. Say, I'll give you an example. We have freedomsphoenix.com. Now, it has an enormous amount of IT work that needs to be done behind the scenes. And it gets to the point where it's very expensive. So we have, fortunately, a friend of mine that is his son I've known since he was in, fourth grade, is now going for his PhD in computer science, uber geek, in Chicago. He's right by you there. So we've back and forth. He's doing a lot of the back room stuff at, cheaper. I'm a student and part-time because I love the movement and Ernie and friends and whatever, I get this done. Had we not found him, one of the other options is they call them code monkeys. It's just somebody just sit there, bang on keys, don't even have to speak perfect English. They just know what they need to do to create code, the blah, blah, blah. And, would I go? No, I would never hire anybody from India. You dang Skippy, I would. Whoever is going to produce the job that I want. And I tell you this, with the internet, you never even know it. You never even know about it. Here's a code, dude. I'm sure there's some law out there, but and you're confusing me with someone that cares. So the thing is that, since we're not doing that, I can say it. But the thing is that I'm looking for someone to perform a service for me. What you're saying is, yes, there are these companies that because they, they're large corporations and filing all kinds of paperwork and there's fines and all this other stuff, and the government man be looking at them, they are going to say, I want this guy from India, Pakistan, China, De La, whatever, that is going to be able to perform this job at a fraction of what it costs for American worker. The problem is that there are American workers, I have no problem being able to compete for these jobs directly as long as they have equality, but that's not what you're advocating. You're not advocating that they be treated the same. You're advocating that the job does no longer belongs to the employer. It belongs to the government or even the laborer, that they can determine the conditions under which they can provide this job to somebody. It's their job. It's not, doesn't belong to the government, but that's the advocacy. No, that job is regulated and controlled by the government, and we are going to insist that you hire an American worker. Oh, and by the way, this is the benefits they get. This is the compensation you got to have. This is taxes that are going to blah, 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 blah. All this regulation. And then you wonder why we have all this outsourcing. I'm with you. I'm like, you want equality? I give you equality. I want the American laborer to be able able to compete for jobs without the burden that an employer has to pay all this mandated crap that has taken them out of the equation. Because if you do this and insist this, the entire corporation will move overseas. There's your globalization, guaranteed. But you don't care. You don't care. I want equality. I want it. It looks good on a line in the propaganda campaign sign for Congressman De La whatever. And the entire industry is going to other countries. Honeywell, one of my sons does a specific, you know, work and milling, doing whatever. They have him going to Mexico to train his replacements. They're taking the entire part of that. Their expansion of Sky Harbor Airport here is going to eat in to where the actual facility is that does what he does. Now, he'll probably be okay. He's a good worker. But what happens is they go, you know, we're going to take all these machines. We're going to ship them down to Mexico. We're going to train them, and they're going to be a lot cheaper. You don't have to worry about your H-1B thing at all, because you know what? The manufacturing facility is going to be in another country because of all this government. Guarantee that's what happens.
Actually, that's not true with top-dollar white-collar jobs. These outsourcing companies require the H-1B and other corporate visas in order to outsource the jobs. What happens is they place H-1B visa staff on the client site, let's say Honeywell or IBM or Microsoft, and they rubber band that visa worker with IT workers in India. When these H-1B visa programs are reformed, those jobs will rubber band snap back into the U.S. economy. These are top dollar white collar jobs, not factory jobs. These jobs are always part of the U.S. economy. They are just stretched to India with these government programs. That's what we want to end.
Well, I tell you how you end it. Quit burdening the American worker with all these mandates that make them too expensive. See, it's like even this is a libertarian philosophical thing, and we'll have this discussion real quick. We got a little bit of time here, and I want to give you just a perspective and get your comment on it. When we look at unemployment and so on, what they say is they'll go, you know, we have to have a minimum wage. It's not enough. We need to have minimum wage $10 an hour, $8. I don't even know what it is now. So it keeps going up and up and up and up. As I have a restaurant, you'll have someone, you know, almost homeless. You know, they're not quite, they can do dishes. You know, they're not going to be able to deal with customers. They're not going to be able to do management skills. They're not going to be, I can't hire them. I can't afford to have someone that productivity do this job that they could get. It's a step on the ladder. It's a rung on the ladder. It's low that they can get off and start progress into the workforce. You have taken the first 3, 4, 5 rungs of the ladder out and insisted that somebody be so productive and have such great skills that you have to go into the black market in order to get somebody to either do the job or to afford to stay in the business. And my thing is, you want to have a good welfare program? You want to have a good social and economic engineering? Allow people to find work at what it is worth to the employer. Now, the exploitation that you're talking about, we got the economy exploded so much in the 1950s, it gave the unions the power to collectively negotiate. Libertarians are all for that. It's your labor. You can voluntarily associate with people and collective bargain all you want. But then you can't put a gun to the employer's head and say, you can't hire this scab to come in and fill it. You have to deal with these. You're forced to deal with these unions. When you do that, you create these kinds of problems. And what the solution is to have a vibrant economy. And how you do that is freedom's the answer. What's the question? And that's not what I'm seeing here. It's more management, and it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse.
Ernest, these are top dollar white collar
so
jobs.
What?
Between $65,000
so what?
And $150,000. And I think Americans and green card holders should be able to compete for those job openings. These corporate visa programs protect corporations as they
I'm saying that the government has made it to where the people can't compete. That's my point.
That's exactly why Senator Durbin is going to rewrite this law. Because the law is about legal discrimination and legal bypass. Let me just read the quote from the Department of Labor's strategic plan.
Go ahead.
They actually, the strategic plan is dated between 2000 to covering 2006 to 2011. H-1B workers may be hired even when a qualified U.S. worker wants the job, and a U.S. worker can be displaced from the job in favor of the foreign worker. We need this law removed from the books.
Well, I know what you're saying is that you cannot hire a foreign worker. And I'm going, okay, well, I'm not sure I want to, you know, do that. My point is that I want the American worker to be able to equally compete.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
What you're saying. You're saying that an employer has to provide all of this government-required stuff to an American worker, and we're going to prevent them from hiring somebody that is not required.
No, that's not what we're saying.
All right, we're going to find out what you're saying when we come back. They're going to push the button on us, Donna. So you hold it up. You get it all ready, man. You come back with game. Because I'm telling you, you know, I have a choice of this worker or this one. One's going to cost me more, and one's going to cost me less to do the same job. You know, which one am I going to pick? Well, whatever the government puts a 45 to my head and says I got to, I know we're going to find out when we come back.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I will not submit to authority, man. I'm alive.
Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, and Donna Conroy. Donna Conroy joins us from
Chicago, Illinois.
And she is the executive director and lobbyist for BrightFutureJobs.com. Now, and this is in support of legislation that it's been introduced, I would imagine, or is he arguing for it to be introduced?
I know it's been introduced, and all the provisions to give us a chance to compete for job openings in our own country is now been folded into the big kahuna, the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Act that was just introduced.
All right. Now, let's go ahead and talk about the Immigration Reform Act. And the base of that act is going to what? Open up the borders, close the borders, control the borders. What's it going to do?
I'm not an expert on comprehensive immigration reform, just an expert on these.
Okay, so now let's go ahead and get a philosophy here. Now, you have an organization advocating for this equality of, and I hear you mention, you know, if you got a green card, you should be lumped in with American workers that, you know, don't have a green card. So, I mean, you know, it's kind of, you know, whatever. So I'm going, on immigration, you are for open immigration, controlled immigration, open the borders, nobody cares, come on in, the water's fine. I mean, what are you advocating?
We're advocating stopping corporations from designing immigration law to outsource American jobs to and to displace American workers. It is legal currently for these companies to legally bypass and legally displace American workers in favor of citizens from abroad.
See, you're not
That's
what you're
what
not
advocating.
No, I know you want to, and you want to use government force to do it. You're not advocating that a American worker is not burdened with this requirement of an employer that is required to pay fill in the blank. I mean, we cannot compete in this. Whether you support globalization or not is not even the point. You know, to keep things equal, to have us be able to compete, for us to not have a disadvantage for being American. I'm born an American. It used to be an advantage. It's a disadvantage now.
It is under these corporate visa programs. And by
it's
the way,
under the requirements that the employers have to pay all of these government programs by somebody. What are they going to do? We have all this unemployment. What are they going to do? They're going to start increasing the unemployment tax. They're going to increase Social Security. They have to. They're going to increase math. They're going to increase income tax. They're going to increase. They're just making it's almost like it's on purpose.
Microsoft and major corporations provide the same benefits and the same wages to their citizens from abroad that they've recruited under these corporate visa programs.
Cool.
It's only a small subset of these Indian labor contractors that exploit. And what I mean is sometimes they don't pay them. They've locked them in guest.
No, this is force and fraud. That's a whole nother criminal act. Okay,
well, exactly.
But it's expected. It's expected when
Americans,
you do this.
I don't think Americans want to be locked in a guest house for to be equal to an exploited Indian tech worker.
I think they want the ability to not have an additional burden and a reason, especially financial, for an employer to not hire them. And when you talked about, and we had looked on your site, there are actual ads for jobs that is, these are only for H-1B employees to even apply because they already know something. They're cheaper.
Let me explain one of these want ads. Let me read. There's an entry level.
You know, Donna, they're going to push the button on us, and we'll come back in just it's a one-minute break, so I'll go ahead and let you finish your thought at the beginning of the next hour, and then we'll let you wrap up with that, okay? So you go ahead and hold your point, and we'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and Donna Conroy. With